Welcome to the Best Hour of Their Day podcast with your hosts, Jason Fernandez.
And me, Jason Ackerman. With more than 20 years in the business,
as both coaches and affiliate owners,
our passion is to help create world-class affiliates
and coaches by building
better
boxes.
Welcome to
the Best Hour of Your Day.
All right, Fern. I think...
No, you don't.
I know, not often.
Yeah, not often. When you do, it's typically not good for any of us.
I believe one of the biggest mistakes affiliate owners make is keeping themselves busy, but not being productive.
It is a, I don't know if it's a mistake. I agree that that is a thing. But I guess I think about my earlier self and even to myself to some extent. I don't know that keeping myself busy is a mistake as much as it is ignorance.
Where's the line between ignorance and a mistake?
I would assume that a mistake in most instances would suggest that there is I know what I'm doing and I just did it anyway.
Like, or that's you know a mistake. What you should be doing and the mistake is
right.
You didn't do that.
Right. Ignorance is I do not possess the requisite information to make anything that would resemble a good decision, which would also indicate a mistake. But I think of mistakes that I made, and mistakes are like, I kind of knew I shouldn't have done that, and I did it anyway. Where ignorance is like, I literally didn't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's a good way to put it. Because a lot of the times, whether it's our current clients or us in the past, like I know for me, I kept myself busy, but I didn't realize it was a mistake until years later. A lot has come from you and from Marcus and, you know, from other mentors where it's like, oh, I'm not being productive. I feel like I'm being busy. I'm keeping myself working. What happened?
Right. I'll be honest with you. I didn't hear you. My earphones.
Like, I saw you doing something. But now I hear myself. And I cannot believe
people listen to us.
Hearing that sound. Because
you know what's funny is I've had many. Hold on, let me see if this works. Can you hear me now?
I hear you. But I hear me.
Can you hear yourself still?
Yeah.
Man, that's terrible.
Who listens?
What's funny is I actually agree with you that listening to you is terrible. I agree with you that listening to you is terrible. Let me try this again. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. There we go. No echo.
Okay.
What I had said was, I didn't realize I was doing it. You know, for years as an affiliate owner, I was just nonstop busy. But, you know, I think there's some validity. Like a lot of the busyness grew the gym, like the editing videos, putting new posts up on Typepad at the time. But I could have been far more productive.
It feels good to be busy when you first start a business because there's so many things you need to get done and you're full of zeal and you're like, let's go, let's light the world on fire and let's go. But then if you never learn to transition out of being busy to being productive, you wake up 5 years later and you're just a miserable version of yourself because nothing really has changed at that point. Like being busy doesn't actually like move the ball down the field. It's just reacting to things all of the time. And this is where I always joke with telling people, this is where you have to learn to flex the no muscle in order to not be busy, in order to be productive. And productive, in order to be productive, you have to get smarter because I have to be able to rack and stack my priorities and know where my time and attention should be. It's kind of like in a workout, right? If you know where your strengths and weaknesses are and you're going to hit something like Fran or something like that, you kind of prioritize where your energy goes. Like if you know that you're great at pull-ups, you're like, I'm going to really push the thrusters because the pull-ups are not a big deal for me. Right. And if you had that level of understanding of your own capacity in the business, you would throttle your efforts the same way instead of just like running haphazardly, like running to the barbell the first time you ever did Fran, you'd be like, oh, I'm just going to crush this. And 8 minutes later, you're not really sure what happened to you.
Yeah, no, I think that's valid. And I think, as we're talking about this, the one thing that keeps going through my mind is if you want to be better at being productive and not busy, just have kids. Because kids will, like you say, you've told me this.
I don't know.
Kids
don't
make you more efficient. Point being, like, it makes it easier, like, to say no. You're just like, I've got this amount of time. I need to do the most important thing.
It's forced prioritization, right? Yeah, meaning, like, the child needs my attention, which means I'm just not going to do this other shit that I was doing before. In the same vein, it can also make you – I could go the other direction. Well, I know many people who they get consumed by having kids, and the rest of their life – becomes non-existent. Like, we just, I literally have a friend. I was literally best friends. We were roommates. That guy had kids. Haven't seen him since.
How long has it been?
20 years.
No, he just doesn't like you.
Dude, we were best friends. We were roommates. We did literally everything together. And he had kids. And I saw him once at the airport. I was like, oh, you have gray hair. I was like, it's great. How's the kids?
So his kids are like in their, like, almost 20 now. He had kids that young.
I mean, he has five, so they're he has teenagers.
Five, you know. Kids, I get it. He doesn't. You're busy. I mean, I got two, and I can barely survive. I'm drowning over here.
Yeah, but you've never been productive, so
just busy. That's like, that's so funny. Meme, it was like, no one is more thirsty than a toddler at bedtime.
Oh, like, yeah, I need water. I need water.
All right, let's talk about it, because. Let's give some solutions. What are maybe the top, what are some of the most recognizable things you see an affiliate owner do? And you're like, oh, you're just keeping yourself busy.
There's probably a couple of different things, which is, so there's like administrative work, which encapsulates is like the big fucking hairy monster of administrative work. Social media is one where people are just busy. Membership issues is another place where people just like to stay busy and just reactive to things. And then probably the third one, not so much now, but like used to be programming.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
People spend immense amount of time just being busy with programming.
And well, like, and what's funny is the common denominator amongst those, maybe not all of it, but a lot of it is much of that can be delegated, right? If you're spending a ton of time programming, hey, there's value if you want to program for your box. But when this other great programming done by Level 4's longtime CrossFitters is free, I think twice about it.
Yeah, and I think, so delegation is this weird slippery slope. And this is, I mean, you've referenced it before, and it, it's the running joke is like, you've never met a person faster to delegate than Jason Ackerman.
Speaking of, Cody's going to take over this podcast.
Yeah, yeah. There are some inherent things that have to be in place in order for you to delegate effectively. And when I mean delegate effectively, I mean that you hand that task off and it gets done either the exact same or better than when you were doing it. And that's there's it.
It always gets done better.
Yeah, but that's because you were doing it. So, or you were just not doing it. So,
well, no. But on that note, I do think, let's just real quick. Marcus has taught me that. Like, no one's taught me better than Marcus over the years. Like, crawl, walk, run. And I was so bad, especially as an affiliate owner, of like, even like, hey, you got your level one, 9 a.m. tomorrow. Like, that's essentially a form of delegation, right? But they were not equipped to be coaching then. But, you know, I think affiliate owners can go two directions, too quick to delegate and too slow. It's like, oh, it's so hard to train someone. Yeah. For this month, it will be more time, but in 5 weeks from now, you're going to get a whole lot of time back.
Well, it's actually, here's where I think the rub is. It's actually not hard to train people. It's hard to train people if you don't know how to train people. So CrossFit coaches are good at getting somebody to do the overhead squat. They're not good at getting somebody to take over the newsletter. And this is where they don't know how to train people to do simple tasks like that. And people are like, the newsletter's not simple. I'm like, it's as simple as you make it. It's as simple as the systems that you build to make it. And this is something that so I typically have like focuses for the year. And 2023 was the year of systems. Everything I was going to build.
Life for the box.
For the box specifically. Well, in life to some extent. Because I don't like checklists and I don't like spreadsheets. And most of those things are very counterintuitive to me as a person. I do like getting shit done. And I mean, you know that about me, where like I do not, I loathe being busy. I really like being productive. And there's ways to do that. And the beauty for the beauty with building systems, and I had to learn this the hard way a million times, and I've actually learned it again like today. You just never stop learning it.
Tell me more. Let's use this example.
I will. Whether you hand it off or not, by building systems, you're getting time back either way.
You're
meaning
gonna just
I'm either
easier
for I'm you. Either gonna get I'm gonna get easier. It's either gonna be more efficient for me, or it's or I'm just going to be able to hand it off completely and make sure that it gets done. So here's the basic format for building any system, right? Do the thing. Get the outcome. Repeat. Do the thing. Get the outcome. Document the process. Hand off with accountability. That is the way that you create any system. Okay.
That's great.
And this is the basic format. You're like, what's a system? A system is a series of things that happens the same way every time. Like that's all it is, right? Like,
ooh, there's the definition.
You're welcome. Yeah. Everybody check me on Webster. I have no idea.
Hormozy will say like a definition, like actually it was Glassman on, that podcast we were just talking about.
By the way, if you've not listened to that podcast, you're not a true CrossFitter. Dude. Like for God's sake, that was, I could have listened. I'm going to probably listen to it again.
I'm going to listen to it. I got to go drive to that seminar with Brentney and I'm going to make her listen to it again. And you know, Fred and I were talking offline. Like it was just, that is what we're missing. Like there's motive, like Glassman, say what you will, is a freaking genius. And I think the mark of someone like him is when you can hear the same content over and over again,
dude,
and grab different nuggets, still be enthralled by it. Like I put it on, like I put podcasts on at night when I'm like cleaning up, feeding the dogs. And I had to stop it because I was listening so intently that I couldn't do the things I needed to do. But you know, he said in there, it's like, I'll go back and listen, but like the whole definition, it's like, it's not right or wrong. It either stands up or it doesn't. Right.
Right.
And that's but I think what you just do it again. What'd you say? Systems.
It's just a series of things that happens the same way every time, regardless of who does it.
That's it. I love it.
I'll give you an example.
One thing you said though, cause it's important, box owners, like don't wait until you have someone. Document it.
You've just wasted time. Yeah. Document it now. You're doing it anyway. And anybody who's read any of Michael McAllister's books, if you're like, I'm going to read Clockwork. I'm like, don't read it. I'll just give you the cliff notes. It's like, do it, record yourself while you're doing it. Voila, you have a system. That's the shortest version of Clockwork that you could ever get. Speaking of which, if you're not going to be going to the Gymnal Accelerator Summit in April, hosted by Healthy Steps Nutrition, we will be there. And so will Michael McAllowitz. So you should register. Wait, and you
where
should
am
go.
I going now?
Oh, yeah.
Where is this?
Bad news, Jay. Bad news.
Is this in Boulder, Colorado?
No, it's in Nashville, Tennessee.
Are we going back to Nashville again in April?
Back to Nashville.
Wait, yeah. We're going to get residency there. Our taxes are going to go down. We live in Tennessee.
For sure. They're not going to go up. There's a couple missing pieces to – so I'll give you an example of what I just recently, well, I've done it many times this year. And if you do it well, there'll always be at least one or two hiccups the first pass. And after the first pass, you're done. But if you do it the right way. Okay. So, I'll walk through everybody through an example of building a system. So let's use the newsletter. So most people, the newsletter is like a real pain in the ass and it's like, it doesn't get done. It took me one pass to hand this off and it gets done every single time now. And if you haven't seen our newsletter, it's pretty fucking good. As far as the amount of content, the images, everything. So I was like, all right, I'm going to build a newsletter. So first step, do the thing, right? So I go into Canva, I build the newsletter. I figure out like, hey, what is the template that I want to be in here? Or what's the template? What's the content that I want to be in here? And I'm like, okay, great. So I build it all. And as I'm building it, I'm kind of taking notes. I'm like, all right, here's the articles that I want to be here. Here's the type of articles. You know, I want events, member highlights, I want good images, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. So normally what would happen is somebody would be like, hey, I need you to take over the newsletter. And they're like, hey, I like making stuff. And they're like, great, you're a perfect fit. And then the newsletter doesn't happen. And that, I'm not actually exaggerating that handoff. That is a classic Jason Ackerman handoff.
That is, it was like you were there.
So here's the way you have to build that system. So once you do it, you do it again and you're like, yep, that is in fact the outcome that I was looking for. I had the same template. I made the adjustments. I was able to get all the resources in there and get it out on time. Okay. So that the outcome, right? So do the thing, get the outcome, do the thing, get the outcome. Now you get into documentation. Now, what are all the things that you would need to document? All right, let's walk through all the things you need to get to document. Where are you getting the newsletter from? Okay. So say I'm getting it from Canva. What does somebody need to get into Canva? They probably need the login credentials or need to be partnered in there in order to get that. They need the exact link to the template that you are using. Okay, great, cool. What else would they need? They would need a stash of photos from the gym. So if you have a Google Drive where you put all your photos, you need to have the Google Drive in there, linked in this document that says, here's where you get all the photos. Great. You'd also need probably a description of like what you would want those photos to be. Great, okay. What else you would need? You would need the topics that you would want in there. All right, I would want a member highlight. What would that member highlight be? It would be PRs, anniversaries, birthdays, lifetime attendance. You'd list all the things that would qualify as a member highlight. Somebody got their level one, whatever. Okay, bam, 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 bam. Great. Again, link to the photos so you can find photos of these people. If you're going to do blogs, list the blogs. Where would you find the blogs? Let's just say that you were actively in the process of writing blogs. You would, A, give the credentials to your website. You would record a video of how you post a blog. You would tell how you would write the format in which you want the blog to be written. You would want the topics of the blogs already listed out. Okay. You would record a video on how to post it in there, when to post it, how to schedule it, all that kind of stuff. And then how to link out to that blog from the newsletter. If you are going to, let's say you want to do retail. Well, now this whole is a whole nother ball game, right? Just like, hey, how often are we rolling out retail? What's the schedule? Where would I find retail? I need to list the link to the link on the website that goes to our virtual store. And you would continue writing all these things out. Anything that you would have to explain to somebody, you do a video on it because this is all virtual, right? Hit Loom or get Loom, hit record, record a video of yourself doing it. Done. If it's events, right? Hey, update on events. You're just like, oh, we'll just put the events in there. Where are they going to find the events? Probably on your gym calendar, right? Go back and listen to the previous podcast we did on gym calendars. Link out from that document to the gym calendar so they don't have to ask you about upcoming events. They can go there and they can be like, oh, you guys have a level two. The holiday party's coming up. There's a hoodie launch that's coming up. They're like, these are all events that are on the calendar. So they can go in there and they can populate all of those things. And then you're like, okay, great. And then there's some nuances there in Canva, all that kind of stuff, which is like, how do you do hyperlinks, all that kind of stuff. Record videos on all of it. Then we get like, okay, newsletter's done, right? We have a finished product. Now what? A, approval. When does it need to be approved by so that it can go out on time? Okay, it needs to be approved by the 28th of each month so that it, so that it can go out on the 5th. Or it needs to be approved on the 1st so that it can go out on the 5th. Whatever that is, you get to determine that timeline. How do you send the newsletter out? Are you doing MailChimp? Are you using some form of Go High Level? Is it going on Wattify? Record a video. How to add the newsletter in there. Okay. Now I can hand this off because what I've built is I've got a template, probably two, because I did it, got the outcome, did it, got the outcome. And then I documented everything. So I have generally what is this thing supposed to be? Any login credentials that they might need, all the links to any assets that they might need to populate this thing. And then what is the delivery schedule along with a list of all the topics over the course of the next 12 months that you would want. Now somebody's like, oh my God, this is a lot of work. It's actually not that much work. You could do all of this in an afternoon. Okay. And then you hand this off and here's where everybody fucks it up. You're just like, great, here's everything. Jay, do the newsletter. Got it. The end. And the story ends poorly. You must hand off with accountability. And this is the key that I'm going to tell everybody. What does accountability look like? And somebody like, well, I'm not trying to manage people. It's not, or I'm not trying to micromanage people. It's not micromanaging. It's just called managing, right? It's not micromanaging. It's just called managing. So you meet on whatever rhythm you determine for everybody to show their work. Okay. And this is the most important piece. This is how you make meetings really fast, right? Hey, is it, because this is how it typically goes down. Hey, is the newsletter done? Yep. Cool. And then we move on. Wrong. All right. Hey, we're going to meet. We're going to talk about the newsletter. We don't have to meet for 2 hours on the newsletter. Why? Because it's done. You should just be able to show me the newsletter. Hey, let's walk through the newsletter real quick. I'm going to do this, this, this is going out. This is what we're going to do. This links out to the thing. Did you test all the links? Yep. Great. Cool. Schedule it. Send it out. So this is how you build a system, because I've made it easy on this person. I've given them everything they want to do because I don't want them coming back to me constantly asking me questions about it, right? And then I'm going to meet with them regularly, because not only are we going to talk about, is this one ready? We're going to talk about what the next one should have in it. Like, hey, what are we doing next month? I'm like, I've got these ideas. We're going to do that. So when you're building a system, that's how you build a system. And then you're going to leave things out. And when it breaks, you add a step. So for instance, we are doing a full retail revamp. So I'm building a full course inside of Affiliate U on how to completely own all things retail. So you rely on nobody to do your retail. And you can do online, you can do in-store, you can do pre-orders, you can do all that. You can do all your own design, everything. It's going to be the shit. I'm just telling everybody, okay? We just did one. It was going great. And there was one step in there where, like, I had spoken to Cassidy about sending something out to the VAs, and then I wanted Blake to do it. So then there was wires got crossed, and I was like, hey, my bad. So I told Blake, I said, hey, I want you to build a different spreadsheet. Here's the stuff that I want in the spreadsheet. Record a loom on how the spreadsheet should be filled out every time we do a pre-order with all the totals and everything. And then I told Cassie, and I was like, all things retail go through Blake. That's don't go to the VA anymore, because I want one person managing it. Please show her how to run a report that shows all transactions, so that when she runs those transactions in our backend system, she can verify that they went through. So he recorded a video, sent it over there. Both of those things get added to the document that we already made. So I'm like, great. But we got 97% of the way there on the first pass. And then I was like, oh shit, I didn't think about that, right? A couple wires crossed, nothing bad, whatever, fix for the next time. And now she has everything, Blake meaning, she has everything that she needs to completely run retail on her own. All we're going to meet on was talking about, like, hey, what are the next designs that you're going to roll out? She's like, I've got four teed up. This is what they look like. I'm like, okay, I like that one. I don't like that one. Make sure we do it in these colors. Consider that print on that color shirt. That might get a little funky, whatever. When are they going to launch? Right. The other thing that I missed, because I didn't put in the document, I said, so we launched the pre-order without having items in hand, meaning like we were going to order one of each of the items that we were selling in a pre-order on hand in the facility. So we did the pre-order. It went great. I think we sold 80 something items. But I probably would have sold 100 had I had one of each in hand. So I said, hey, next time we're never going to launch a pre-order until we have the items in hand. So we can show people, like, here's the shirt, here's the hoodie, here's the sweatshirt, whatever it is. Fixed. So there was just two things that needed to get sorted out in that system so that I could do that. But again, now I own that whole process and somebody else is running it, and we're going to sell 10 times as much retail over the next year because it's easy now, instead of this huge pain in the ass that we've normally been dealing with. Because now we own every part of it, right? So I own the store, I own the design process, I own the pre-order process, and I'm relying on almost nobody to do anything. And I made it easy for this person to do all of it. I made a video. I'm like, here's how you order bulk on the back end, right? Here's how you do this. Here's how you do this. Here's how you do this. Here's the frequency that I want to roll designs out at, right? All of it. And that's how you make a system. And then you meet on it regularly. Okay? And the important part about meeting is show your work. Everybody has to show their work. I have to show my work. So like, I manage projects in the gym. So when we have meetings, I got to show everybody where the projects are at.
Well, I think two really important things, you know, you ever hear that example when someone's like, how do you make toast? And like, oh, you put it like,
that's exactly how you do that.
Yeah.
And if you guys have not watched that YouTube video, you should go watch YouTube video, how to make toast.
Right. Because it's very simply, you know, using that newsletter analogy, be like, oh, cool. You know, you do a member of the month, you do a this, this, and this. It's like, you laid out so much, I mean, from the first step of like, do they have the login credentials? Do they even know what website to go to?
Right.
And that's where I've seen frustration on affiliate owners' ends, because it's like, why aren't they doing it right? Well, you didn't teach them what right is. And then the second thing that you kind of, I would say brushed over, but maybe affiliate owners just aren't aware, like, there are so many tools for you to make this easy. Like back in the day, it was like, I had to write a Word document. Now it's like, download Loom. It's free.
Yeah.
And you know, you have Loom or Zoom or any other video recorder. And it's like super simple. And even from a first step perspective, like record yourself doing it. Now it's easy. And then,
well, it was like, this is so much more work. And I'm like, you're doing it anyway. You don't need to record a separate recording to do this again. Record it while you're doing it.
Right. It's maybe like 1.25% more work, right? Like,
I would agree. I was going to say that exact percentage, oddly enough.
Are we finishing each other's
sandwiches?
No, because it's like, but here's like, my wife, like, is notorious for like not being willing to delegate. She's like, it takes so long. I'm like, one time. One time it'll take you a long time, and then it will get easier for the rest of your life. Like, it, you know, that's not for her, for her things that she wants to delegate. Like, for this stuff at the affiliate, it's maybe once, maybe twice, and then it's, like you said, the accountability, which is still work, but it'll go from like 90% to 80% to zero.
It's like, people are like, how much time do you spend on the business? And I'm like, or like, what do you do about me? I'm like, I might have a total of, this is probably high, 4 hours a week. And I was just chatting about to Cassidy today about, I'm like, hey, I want to revamp. And I was like, I want to make sure, I want to run these meetings slightly differently so that we can be more efficient. And here's why. Here's why this is so important. People are just like, oh, systems and run, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. The reason that you make systems is so that your gym can be fun. I don't want to fucking sit in meetings all goddamn day. I want to interact with my team. And when it takes everybody too long to do everything, it's not fun. The whole purpose of doing all of this is to be both efficient and fun. And when I build systems, I look at everything through the lens of seminar staff now. Because if you think about it, dude, like, what a wildly efficient machine. And everybody has a good time. And I'm like, oh, well, then that's just the way that it should be. We don't have to belabor things that don't need to be belabored. We just need to create systems at which point everybody can do their job well, and then we can just have fun. That's the whole purpose of building systems, is so that you can spend less time on the things that are busy work and more times on the things that are productive or most impactful, which is your team and your members. That's why you build systems, not because you're trying to make everything super rigid and do all these other things. It's so that you can do things well and have a good time while you're doing it.
Well, you know, think about what you just said about seminar staff. Started with Glassman, right? Basically delegating to like Castro, Nicole Carroll, a handful of others, passing it on. And it's like, we're five generations deep, maybe more, but you know, the seminars feel the same as they did 15 years ago. But actually,
the seminar staff is a perfect example. If you think about the number of seminars that go on any given weekend, so 20 roughly around the world. And if you walk into, like, they might be speaking a different language, the jokes might be a little bit different, but the timelines are identical. The content is the same. The team is interacting the same way at every single one of those things. Like, that is probably one of the more impressive people systems I've ever seen. And it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And in fact, right, the more work you put in, the more fun it gets.
Correct. And it's no different. And when gym owners say, they're like, I just can't get people to do things this the right way. And I'm like, it's because you're bad at training people, which is okay. I was bad at training people for a long time. You can get good at training people. It's actually not that hard. The problem is doing that little bit of work on the front end, it sucks. It's boring, right? But it actually helps you clarify many things in the process when you do that. When you sit down to do that, the things that you'll think through about the if this, then that. So like all the, like another like little nuance in there, which is like, okay, this document and all these other things, like where are they housed? How do I put this in a place where everybody can find it no matter what? So somebody's like, hey, where's that document again? Like, that's one of the most ridiculous questions of all time. How do you do that? It's pinned at the top of that Slack channel.
Mm-hmm.
right? Forever. They're like, the document's there forever. And if there's other documents you need to link to, they're linked out inside of that document. So when I build stuff now, I think about like, I never want them to ask me a question. How do I get to the inbox zero scenario, right? So I make sure they have access to all the things that they need. And the only time they come to me is if something breaks. I'm like, okay, great. Now we can problem solve that.
Well, and like you said, you will actually get better at the system simply by documenting it. And one of the, I don't know if you give this out a lot. I give it out a lot to our newer clients, or maybe like they're a few months in. I'm like, the eliminate, automate, delegate homework. I'm like, hey, for 1 week, because you know every day is a little different for affiliate owners, write down everything you do. And I say, put your personal stuff in there too. And then let's look at like what can be eliminated, what can be automated, and then what can be delegated. And simply by doing that, I've had, you know, Ellie, Coney Island, great example. He's like, I thought I was being productive on social media. Turns out I was just scrolling for 2 hours a day.
And it's and then the eliminate, automate, delegate, sometimes it's just like a reallocation of time. So like social media is one that, and some people are going to shit on me for this, but you know how I feel about that. I don't care. The amount of time that most people spend on social media, and I don't even mean like scrolling, like let's get past that and be like the amount of time they spend like trying to post content. And this is a bit of a nuanced topic, but it is worth discussing, which is how much time are you spending doing that? Let's call it 6 hours a week. One. And here's why I say that. The return on those 6 hours is virtually zero. And I know people are going to
affiliate owner. No, especially.
Correct. I'm speaking in the context of an affiliate owner, right? A brick and mortar affiliate owner that does not sell things virtually to the outside world, right? Somebody needs to come physically to your space to buy something, right. Is outsized. And listen, and you and I can speak to this pretty authoritatively because we own a media company. Okay. So the volume and quality of content that you would need to spit out in order for that to start to churn clients for you, people don't have time for or the skill set for. All of their time would be better spent elsewhere on the clients, building referrals, fixing your website, getting your team up to speed on certain things. So it's just like, it's not always like you need to eliminate that. It's just like you need to spend the minimal amount of time on it in order to not have it look like garbage, right? And I'm not saying that media is not important. I want affiliate owners to get everything else buttoned up, and then I want you to turn back around when you're just like, I've got nothing but time. And then I want you to turn on the media machine, and create a boatload of content, podcasts, member interviews, real-time, like, you know, candid interactions with clients inside of the gym. All that shit is real. You should do all of it. The problem is, nothing is happening the way that it should inside of the gym. So focusing your efforts there are entirely useless, right? There's no ROI on it. So minimal amount there. You don't need to eliminate it altogether. You shouldn't. You should have some presence on social media. The reality is like most people's leads come from their website. Like fix your website, man. Like fix your website. Get a regular blog up once a month on your website. Like create a system for that, so that you can get some SEO gains out of it, right? Like that would be a better use of your time in most people's current scenario. I'm not talking about somebody who's crushing and has all the things. I'm talking about somebody who's the Dick Van Dyke playing 85 instruments at one time. That's who I'm talking to. You have to learn where to prioritize your time and energy. Like what are the big movers? What are the big levers? So it's like, stop doing 10 things, do two, and do them. Make sure that you do them really, really well. And then you can hand them off. And then how do you figure out which ones to do? Go to the high return ones. And I mean like high return, meaning like they either create efficiency in the business, meaning like they give you time back or they bring you money. Those are the two ones where you focus your time. If it's not one of those two things, it can go on the back burner, right? Like it can wait. I'm not saying you ignore it forever. I'm saying you ignore it for now, right? A no is not a no forever. Same thing when you're like prioritizing shit in the gym.
Well, the cool thing is if someone wants to learn more in Affiliate U 3.0, we've got an assessment. They'll find out exactly where they're at.
One of a kind, baby. It's the best category way to find out. There's
of one.
There's no better way to figure out where you're at than that. And I think, but the systems thing I think is greatly understood. And the fun thing is when you get, if you get even moderately good at building systems, everything runs better. Everything runs like, better.
What's interesting is as you're talking, I'm listening, I'm soaking it in, dare I say learning. And I'm like, oh, many people do it for their life. But then when it comes to their business, they do. I mean, think about like if you're listening to this, you have a system for going to bed. You probably have a system for waking up. You have a system for how you prepare your food for your kids, right? Like how you clean up, etc. But then when it's like, I'm going to, you know, create a newsletter, you're like, oh, I don't have a, like, it's so interesting.
The catch here is they're unaware that those are systems. Meaning like you're unaware that this is a series of steps and processes that I do the same way every single time in order to make sure that I get the same outcome that I want every single time.
Would you say the word system and routine are synonymous?
They could very well be used synonymously in this thing, which is like, hey, what's the routine for getting the newsletter out? Oh, right. Well, this is the routine, right? Like you would do it like this every single time in order to get the desired outcome. Here's the other thing that I think is really important. As you start to get better at implementing systems, it becomes very obvious when things break.
Yeah.
It becomes very obvious because like something will break and be like, shit, like that whole thing, that entire thing down every, there's like five things downstream from that will now not happen because that one thing is broken.
But like, which also becomes easy to fix.
Right. And I can catch it faster. And I can be like, well, oh my God, like what's going on here? You know? So it's just stuff like that, where it's just like, just learn to create those systems. Start with something simple. It doesn't have to be the newsletter, right? Like start with something simple, like inputting the workouts in Wattify if they're not automatically uploaded. Like just start with that. Like I typically tell people like, what's the thing that you loathe every week that you have to do that you like wake up and you're just like, oh my God. Like I just, if I could avoid that,
let's say coaching,
I would pay any amount of money to avoid that. But hey, but listen, coaching is a system, bro.
Yeah, for sure. But you know, and that's the homework I give people when they do the eliminate, automate, delegate. I'm like, okay, what do you not like? And then always run it through that checklist. Cause I think a mistake I always made was, well, I'll delegate this. I'm like, well, really I should have just eliminated it. It wasn't necessary.
Or do a different version, make the easier version, right? Or do it a different way. But, you know, at the end of the day, like if you want to be able to move around inside of the own business, or inside of your own business, if you want to be able to build a team, you sure as shit can't build a team without systems. It's impossible. It's just to be a hodgepodge of people all running in all directions, right? You have to build systems if you want to build a team. And what I mean, build a team, like you have aspirations of growing your affiliate and bringing on full-time coaches and a GM and all these other things. I'm like, you think you're going to get there without systems? You lost your mind, right? You're going to have systems. This is also how you make the job easy for other people. Because I want them to have fun too. I don't want their job to be miserable because then they're not going to stay. Right. So like create a job that is fun, create a job that is easy, and create a job that is fun and easy. And you find people that are good at that job. They're very likely to stay there for a long time.
Nailed it. Well, like we said, Affiliate U 3.0 will assess you, give you specific direction on what to do better, help you work on your weaknesses, and help you level up as an owner and you know, as a human being, dare I say.
Yeah. Remember, build systems, do the thing, get the outcome, repeat, document it, hand off with accountability. Your life will be way easier. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Best Hour of Their Day podcast. We appreciate you listening and choosing to have us help you in your passion for coaching and affiliate ownership. You can find more episodes just like this on all podcast platforms. If you're interested in learning more, you can reach out to us on any social media platforms, or you can visit www.besthouroftheirday.com to book a call. If you found this episode helpful for you, please share it so that we can help other coaches and affiliate owners to help build a bigger and stronger CrossFit community. Thanks for listening.